All right, let's dive into the world of hair care today. We're going to be taking a deep dive into Glass Effect Shampoo.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there, they hear these claims about super shiny hair, healthy hair, and they want to know if a pricey product like this actually delivers right.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to break it all down.
Okay.
So, first of all, Glass Effect. Pretty bold name, right?
It is, yeah. It kind of conjures up this image of like, oh, hair is so smooth, you know?
Yeah.
Reflective, almost like glass.
Exactly. And their marketing definitely leans into that.
Yeah.
Like they're promising a mirror-like finish and smoother texture, a fuller feel.
Yeah.
And it's all supposedly thanks to this Gloss Fusion Complex. They describe it as this like magical blend of nature and science.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, marketing is one thing, but does the science actually back it up?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. This Gloss Fusion Complex, it's not just hype. It actually has some good ingredients.
Okay.
Like organic aloe vera, which is great for scalp health, hydration, and then hydrolyzed wheat protein,
okay,
which strengthens the hair, adds elasticity. There's even research showing that it can boost elasticity by like 32%.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and then on top of that, they've got essential oils like citrus and cedarwood.
So it's not just for the scent then?
No, no. The oils actually help smooth the hair cuticle, which is key for getting that super shiny look they're talking about.
Oh, okay. So it's like a top coat for your hair almost.
Exactly.
I was looking at the ingredient list, you know, like you do.
Of course, yeah.
And I noticed betaine.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that can boost the hair's moisture retention by like a whopping 40%.
That's a lot, yeah.
And it's sustainably sourced, which is a bonus. Always nice to see.
Definitely, yeah. Sustainability is important.
For sure. So it seems like they've really put some thought into this formula.
They have. And what's really clever is how they've managed to make the shampoo both gentle and effective. So it cleanses without stripping away your hair's natural oils.
Right.
But it also conditions and smooths to create that, you know, manageable reflective texture they're going for.
So it kind of tackles both sides of the hair care coin there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, this brings us to, you know, that age-old question. Mm-hmm. How often should we actually be washing our hair? Like there's that whole wash less is better thing.
Right.
But the shampoo seems to be like challenging that idea.
Yeah. And I think to understand that, you really have to understand the science behind the product.
Okay.
So unlike some shampoos that use harsh sulfates to just like strip oils away,
mm-hmm.
this one uses gentler surfactants.
Okay.
So it cleanses effectively, but it's not depleting those natural oils that actually keep your hair healthy.
Yeah, so it's less about how often you wash and more about using a shampoo that works with your hair, not against it.
Exactly. It's about maintaining that balance.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get too deep into routines, I want to circle back to something else that caught my eye. Their commitment to sustainability.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like a couple of buzzwords on the bottle. It seems like they're actually putting in the effort.
They are, yeah. They've considered sustainability at every stage, really.
Okay, like what?
Sourcing ingredients responsibly, of course. They're using vegan and GMO-free formulas.
Okay.
Their packaging is eco-friendly. And they even do small batch production to minimize waste.
Wow, that's impressive. It's refreshing to see a brand that's you know, that's actually walking the walk when it comes to environmental responsibility.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. All right, so we've covered the ingredients, the eco-friendly side of things, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. How do we actually use this Glass Effect shampoo, you know, to get those amazing results?
Well, that's where their attention to detail really comes through. They've actually laid out a step-by-step method. And it's surprising even for those of us who, you know, think we've mastered hair washing, you know.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's step one?
So it all starts with a really thorough rinse.
Okay.
Like we're talking a good 30 seconds to a minute, really letting the water saturate the hair.
Yeah.
This helps, it loosens any dirt and product buildup.
Right.
But it also helps open up the hair cuticle so the shampoo can really, you know, penetrate, do its job.
So it's not just about getting your hair wet, it's about like prepping it for a deeper clean.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I like that. What's next?
Okay. So once your hair is thoroughly rinsed, they recommend using a quarter size amount of shampoo. Obviously, you know, adjust that based on your hair length and thickness.
Right.
But the key is to rub it between your palms first before applying it to your hair.
Oh.
That ensures a more even distribution.
Yeah.
So you don't end up with like concentrated patches of shampoo.
So you're not just plopping a blob of shampoo on your head and hoping for the best.
Exactly.
Okay, good to know.
And then here's where things get interesting.
Okay.
They really emphasize massaging the shampoo into your scalp first, rather than, you know, focusing on the ends.
Interesting. I always thought like the ends are where most of the oil and the dirt buildup was.
That's a common misconception. But think about it. The scalp is where your hair grows from, right?
Yeah.
So that's where you want to focus on creating that clean and balanced environment.
Right.
So by gently massaging the shampoo into your scalp, you're removing buildup at the source, which can help with everything from shine to volume.
Oh, okay. So it's like a mini scalp treatment built right into the washing process.
Exactly.
I can get behind that.
And don't forget, a good scalp massage, it stimulates blood flow.
Right.
Which can promote healthier hair growth in the long run.
Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah. So once you've massaged the shampoo into your scalp, then you can, you know, work it through the rest of your hair, focusing most of your effort on the roots.
Got it. So scalp first, then roots, then ends.
Yeah.
And then it's rinse time again. Right.
Yeah.
They seem to emphasize rinsing a lot.
They do. And for good reason. Leftover shampoo can really weigh hair down.
Yeah.
Make it look dull.
Right.
Not to mention it can irritate the scalp.
Yeah, for sure.
So they recommend rinsing for at least 30 seconds, even using your fingers to like separate sections of hair and make sure all the shampoo is out.
Okay. So no rushing the rinse.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Now, what about that double cleanse method they mentioned? Is that necessary?
So it depends on your hair type and lifestyle, really.
Okay.
If you tend to have oily hair or use a lot of styling products, mm-hmm. or, you know, you live in a hot, humid climate, that second shampoo can make a big difference.
Okay.
It's like a deeper clean that really ensures that all that buildup is gone. And then the Gloss Fusion Complex can really work its magic.
So first shampoo lifts away the surface stuff, and the second one really gets in there and cleanses.
Yeah, precisely.
Okay, that makes sense. What about for people with thicker hair or curlier hair? Any special tips there?
They recommend using your fingers to comb through your hair as you rinse, just to, you know, make sure there's no shampoo residue hiding in those nooks and crannies.
Right, right. Makes sense.
It's all about, adapting the technique to your individual hair type.
It's like they're saying, here's the blueprint, but feel free to make adjustments, which I like.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've rinsed, we've shampooed, maybe double cleansed. What's next?
Conditioner.
Yeah, conditioner. And they've got some specific advice on how to make the most of that, too.
All right.
First, you want to gently squeeze out any excess water from your hair.
Okay.
Because too much water can actually dilute the conditioner.
Right.
Prevent it from properly adhering to the hair shaft.
That makes sense. Like, yeah. It's like watering down your skincare products. It just reduces their effectiveness.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the best way to apply conditioner then? So they recommend focusing on the mid-lengths and ends first, since that's where, you know, hair tends to be drier, more porous. Mm. You can work any remaining conditioner up towards the roots if needed, but the main focus should be on those thirsty ends.
So targeted hydration.
Yes, exactly. And then let the conditioner sit for a couple of minutes.
Right.
Allow it to, you know, fully penetrate the hair shaft and then rinse thoroughly.
Okay.
They even recommend using lukewarm or cool water for the final rinse.
Oh, okay.
Because that helps seal the hair cuticle, leading to, you know, smoother, shinier hair.
It's like the final touch that locks in all that goodness.
Exactly, yeah.
Any tips for drying?
Yeah, so they suggest gently patting your hair dry. You can use a microfiber towel or even a soft cotton t-shirt.
Okay.
Rather than rubbing it vigorously with a regular towel.
Right, right.
Because rubbing creates friction, which leads to breakage and frizz.
Makes sense. So it's all about being like gentle, mindful throughout the whole process.
It is.
I'm starting to appreciate how much thought they've put into like every single step of this routine.
Yeah. They really have. It's a holistic approach to hair care. But as they emphasize, you know, the key is to listen to your hair, to your scalp, and adjust the routine as needed.
So it's not about, you know, rigidly following some set of rules. Mm. It's about understanding the principles and adapting them to, you know, what your hair needs.
Precisely.
That's empowering, actually.
It is.
Okay, before we move on, there's one more piece of the puzzle I want to explore.
Okay.
This whole idea of the cost of not washing enough.
Mm-hmm.
It It seems a bit counterintuitive, but they make an interesting argument for why infrequent washing can actually be detrimental to your hair health.
Right.
I'm curious to hear more about that.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying that not washing your hair enough could actually be, like, bad for it.
Yeah.
It seems a little counterintuitive, especially with, you know, all this talk about preserving natural oils and everything.
Right. But it really comes down to balance.
Okay.
You know, those natural oils are essential for healthy hair.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let them build up too much, along with sweat, dead skin cells, product residue, all that,
yeah,
it can create an environment where certain bacteria and fungi can start to flourish.
So it's like you're creating this breeding ground for trouble right there on your scalp.
Exactly. And remember that scalp microbiome we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
It's like our gut. The scalp has its own delicate ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And when that gets out of whack, it can lead to all sorts of problems, like itching, flaking,
right,
even more serious issues like folliculitis, which is an inflammation of the hair follicles.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
No, it's not.
And I imagine all that buildup probably doesn't help with, you know, shine and manageability either.
Nope. It can definitely make hair look dull and lifeless,
right,
harder to style.
Yeah.
And when those hair follicles get clogged, it can actually impede hair growth.
Really?
Yeah, and even contribute to hair loss in some cases.
Wow. So we're not just talking about a little extra oil here.
Right.
We're talking about potential long-term consequences.
Exactly.
For our hair and scalp.
It's important to think about the big picture. And the Glass Effect shampoo folks, they actually make this interesting comparison to skincare.
Okay.
We wash our faces every day, right?
Oh, well.
To remove dirt, oil, impurities.
Right.
Well, our scalp is skin too.
Yeah.
And it deserves, you know, the same level of care and attention.
That's a really good point. We often forget that.
Yeah.
You know, that our scalp needs just as much TLC as the rest of our skin.
Yeah, and hair, unlike skin, can trap even more sweat and pollutants from the environment.
Right.
So regular cleansing is even more important.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. It's not about, you know, this arbitrary rule about how often you wash. It's about understanding what your scalp needs, what your hair needs.
Right.
To keep things balanced.
Exactly. And they even suggest that for some people, frequent washing might be the best way to maintain that healthy balance. Okay, like who?
People who live in hot, humid climates.
Mm-hmm.
People who exercise a lot.
Right.
Or people who have naturally oily scalps.
Okay, so it really does all come back to, like, that customized approach.
It does, yeah.
You know, understanding your hair type, your lifestyle, and then figuring out, okay, what does my scalp actually need?
Exactly. And using a gentle, well-formulated shampoo like this one,
yeah,
gives you that flexibility to wash as often as you need to.
Right.
Without worrying about, you know, stripping away those essential oils.
And so instead of feeling guilty about washing our hair too much, we can kind of reframe it. See it as like an act of self-care, right?
I like that. Yeah.
Something that actually benefits our hair and, you know, our overall well-being.
Absolutely. It's about taking control of our hair care routine.
Yeah.
Ditching those outdated myths.
Right.
Making informed choices that support our hair health in the long run. I love it. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like we've gone, you know, way beyond just the surface level stuff.
We have.
And really explored the science behind this Glass Effect shampoo.
Yeah.
And the sustainability and the practical side of how to actually use it.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey. And I hope our listeners are feeling, you know, a little more empowered to create a hair care routine that really works for them.
Absolutely. And remember, everyone, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Listen to your hair. Experiment, and don't be afraid to reach out to a trichologist or dermatologist if you have specific concerns.
And above all, be kind to your scalp. It's the foundation for healthy, beautiful hair.
Such wise words. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Glass Effect shampoo. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, stay curious, keep learning, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into a topic that's sure to spark your curiosity. Until then, take care and keep those minds sharp.